It sounds like everybody's in good voice this evening, which is great because we're going to be singing songs of praise and thanksgiving this evening. Thank you for being here and welcome. If you're visiting with us, or if you're visiting with us on live stream, welcome. We appreciate you being here with us as we sing songs of praise. Psalm 95, the first seven verses read, "Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving, and let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. In his hands are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his also. The sea is his, for he made it. And his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel to the Lord, our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand." Let's pray. Father, you are the rock of our salvation. We thank you for bringing us safely through the pandemic. We mourn those who were lost during this time. We're grateful for your care and guidance that has brought us to this point in time when we can gather together again to sing songs of praise and thanksgiving to your name. We offer our voices as a sacrifice of praise that we lift as a sweet aroma to you. We recognize you as the creator of all, the giver of all that is good, and the author of our redemption. As we blend our voices in both music and words, may we honor you and lift each other up to greater levels of love, unity, and service. We love you and thank you for your Son and our Redeemer, Jesus Christ. Through him we pray. Amen. As I mentioned a moment ago, I just wanted to trip Jonathan up. As I mentioned a moment ago, that this is our monthly song service, and we always look forward to our singing praises to God. However,
to me and many of you, it almost seems like something new, because it's been 16 months, or more exactly, as Jonathan had put in his email earlier this afternoon, 491 days. Since we had song service. So I think this is something that's very special to me, and I'm looking forward to it, and I hope you have as well. I would encourage you, as we lift our voices in praise, to do so from your heart and offer God the very best you have in our sacrifice and praise to him.
Heavenly sunlight.
No, so walking in sunlight on my journey.
I am rejoicing, singing his praise.
Father's love.
Yeah.
8. Number 8, let every heart rejoice and say.
Thank you.
its tapestry. This is a newer song, so we're going to be singing it through twice. This first verse and the chorus, we're going to be singing only the melodies. Just follow my part. But then in the second verse, we will be stopping the song. And then we will add the parts and sing it a little bit slower. Some of these parts are a little bit different. So then we will stop it after that second verse again. We're singing it slower. Then we are going to sing the full song how it's supposed to be. His tapestry.
Are proclaiming this wisdom. King Most High.
Thank you.
give thanks.
Thank you. And for a few moments, there I am. If you didn't hear me, I said it's wonderful to have been able to worship with you tonight. And just for a few moments, I want us to think about how tonight we've sung praise and thanksgiving to our God for all the great things He's done for us. I want us to think about what our response should be to Him. In Jeremiah chapter 18 and verse 1, the Bible says this: "The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, 'Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will announce my words to you.' Then I went down to the potter's house, and there he was, making something on the wheel. But the vessel that he was making of clay was spoiled in the hand of the potter. So he remade it into another vessel, as it pleased the potter to make. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, 'Can I not, O house of Israel, do with you as this potter does, declares the Lord? Behold, like the clay in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel.'" You know, it's a human tendency to long for independence, isn't it? After all, what are we about to celebrate but our Independence Day? We're going to have a celebration about the fact that as a country, we are independent. We love our independence. As a nation, we love our personal independence. We like to be the master of our own destiny. We like to be able to chart our own course, to do what we want to do, regardless of what anyone else thinks. We treasure our independence. But I want you to understand that God has a different desire for us than that we would be independent. And so in this story, he tells Jeremiah, he's gonna show him a parable at the potter's house. So he tells him to go to the potter's house. And when Jeremiah gets there, he witnesses the potter making something on his wheel. And as he's designing this piece of pottery, the clay gets spoiled. The design doesn't work. And so he scraps the whole project. He takes that ball of clay and he remolds it into something else as he pleased. And as Jeremiah watches this, the word of the Lord comes to him and says, Can I not do with the house of Israel as this potter does? Behold, like the clay in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. We long for our independence. We long to do what we want to do. You know what God longs for? He longs that we would be like clay in His hand. He longs that we would not have some kind of composition that is brittle or concrete, immovable and hard. He wants us to have a malleable spirit, like potter's clay. He wants to be able to influence us. He wants to be able to change us. You see, that's what happens to the clay in the potter's hand. The potter has total control over the clay. He holds it in his hand and he presses on it. And whenever he exerts pressure on that clay, it gives way. It allows itself to be impressed and moved and molded and formed by every movement of the potter's hand until it becomes exactly what the potter wants. The clay doesn't cry out. It doesn't rebel. It doesn't question. Why are you making me that way? Why are you doing that to me? It doesn't oppose or grow hard and obstinate. The clay just bends to the will of the potter. Can I ask you tonight, are you like clay in the potter's hand? Are you the kind of person who allows God to mold you and make you just as He pleases? Do you let Him impress you and influence you and change you? And when He presses on you, does He get any pushback? Or do we willingly submit to the hand of our great God, the potter of the clay? And I want you to understand the results of that. I want you to understand what's going to happen if we are the kind of people that allows God to mold us and change us and shape us. I want you to understand that if we allow God to do that with us, He will make something beautiful out of my life. And as we have done tonight, if you let God mold you and shape you, you will praise Him and thank Him for what He does, for the way that He changes you, for how He influences you and impresses you. And so tonight, on behalf of the potter, I'd like to offer an invitation. Will you let God mold you? Maybe you're sitting here tonight and you've never given your life to Christ. You've never turned over control of your life to Him. You've never decided to become a Christian, had your sins washed away in the waters of baptism, and become His child. Will you let the potter mold you tonight by becoming a Christian? Or maybe you did at one point become a Christian and you agreed that you were going to let Him guide your life. You were going to let His kingdom rule in your heart. But since that time, you've changed and you've grown obstinate and hard. Will you soften to the potter's will tonight? Or maybe there are some of you who are sitting here and you look at your life and what's going on in your life, and you realize that your life is broken. That the things in your life didn't turn out the way you thought they would, and things aren't going the way you think they should, and God hasn't done right by you because you've listened to Him, and things just aren't working right. Will you trust the potter to continue to mold you? Just like when Jeremiah was at the house of the potter, he saw that the potter was making something and it was ruined. But he went right back to the clay and he molded it into something different, something beautiful, even though it was ruined before. That's what He can do with our broken lives if we continue to let Him mold us. If we continue to let Him change us and influence us. And so tonight, that's the potter's invitation. That's our God's invitation. Will you let Him change you? Will you become a child of His? Will you come back to Him? Will you let Him keep influencing you? If you have any need, if you want to come and let the potter mold you tonight, and we can help you with that, we invite you to come to the front while we stand and while we sing.
You at the cross, Christ will meet you.
hope you're not tired of hearing from me, but I only got a few things to say and then I'll let you go. I just have a few announcements I want to make to you before we're dismissed. As we mentioned in the email earlier today, make sure that in your prayers you remember Beverly Hill as she recovers from her surgery. We're glad that that went very well. And remember Carrie as he's still lying on his back waiting for all that surgery stuff to work out just right. He's got a follow-up appointment tomorrow to see whether or not his surgery has been as successful as they had hoped. So please pray that that goes very well for him. Also, I want to let you know that Lee and I and Ellison are really glad to be home. We had a great vacation, but we are so glad to be back with you guys, home sweet home. And want to let you know, while we were gone, we went to a wedding in Tennessee. And one of our college students, who now is no longer with us, Abby Butcher, she was married on Monday. So if you know Abby, reach out to her. Congratulate her on her new life together. She's now Abby Bagby, which, I hope she's not watching. I avoided saying that during the wedding. But she's Abby Bagby, so make sure you congratulate her on that. I do want to make one more note. I know that Don mentioned something about a preacher that we all know and love, or many of us know and love, Dee Bowman. He mentioned he was in the hospital. I want to let you know that we got word this week that Dee is still in the hospital, but soon he's going to be moving to a rehab facility. And so things are progressing with his health. I'm sure you'll be glad to hear that. Continue to pray for him. His family would appreciate that. I would appreciate that as well. We're going to have a closing song and a closing prayer. We'll be dismissed.
We'll close with 253, Sweet Adoration. Glory, sweet adoration, flows from your children, glory and honor and praise are a part of our constant devotion, lost and in motion, for the divine one who reigns in our hearts.
Blessed are you, Lord our God, who rules this world and all that is in it. We thank you for this day that you've given us, this time that we had to praise you in song. We're so thankful for your creation and for your word, because they reveal your will to us and they reveal your characteristics to us. And our knowledge of you makes us more holy and more righteous. We ask that you be with the elders of this congregation as they seek to shepherd such a large flock. We ask that you be with those among us who have recently lost loved ones and those who are suffering from debilitating illness. God, the hope that you provide us is so much stronger than the grave, and help us to remember that each day. We ask that you be with us, help us to keep you first at the center of our lives, because your Son is the center of our faith and the center of this kingdom. Please help us to submit to you as you shape us each day. Help us to be like clay in your hands. Increase our faith, increase our unity, and increase our evangelistic tendencies as we go throughout this life. We ask that you be with us. It's in your Son's name we pray. Amen.